Columbia, Houston. At your convenience, we'd like poo and accept. We have a couple of state vectors for you. Over.
Okay, going to poo and accept, and I just got some unexplained roll thruster activity. I might have bumped the hand controller.
Roger. We'll look at it out.
And Eagle is ready to copy lunar surface data card.
Rog, Buzz. Starting with the T2. T2 TIG. 102-54-29-00. 103-51-56-00. 106-37-35-00. 109er 100-00-00. In the remarks, T2 occurs at PDI plus 21-26. T3 time, correction, T3. T3 TIG. 104-39-41-00. 001-58-1500. 001-58-5400. 911. 105-36-2300. 107-11-3000. Ready for your read back. Over.
Roger, T2. 102-54-29-00. 103-51-56-00. 106-37-35-00. 109-10-0000. T2 is PDI plus 21-26. T3, 104-39-41-00. 001-58-1500. 001-58-5400. 105-36-2300. 107-11-30-00. Over.
Rog, good read back. Eagle, out.
It's on, Mike.
Thank you.
Columbia, Houston, we got the load in. You can go back to block. Over.
Is that for Columbia?
That's affirmative, Columbia.
Mike, you want to give us a mark when you're right at 7 miles? I mean, 7-tenths of a mile?
Will do.
Okay, we just got 7-tenths on the radar.
Mark, yeah, I'm oscillating between 6.9 and 7.10.
Very good. We got 4,200 on the tape meter.
I'm steady on 7.0 now. Yeah, I read you. You're sort of scratchy, but I read you. Houston Apollo or Houston Columbia, over.
Roger, go Columbia, over.
All right, do I still need a DOI P-76 pad and a PDI 1 plus 12 P-76 pad sometime at your convenience?
Roger, stand by. Columbia, Houston, DOI, P-76 pad, if you're ready, copy, over.
Ready, copy.
Roger, Mike, 984, minus 00758, plus all zeros, plus 00098, noun 33, 101, 36, 1400, and stand by for the PDI plus 12.
Roger.
Columbia, Houston, with the PDI plus 12, now 84, if you're ready to copy.
Ready to copy.
Roger, now 84 plus 01223. Minus all zeros, plus 01889er, noun 33, 102442700, PDI plus 12 burn time is 046, burn time for DOI is 030. Ready for your read back, over.
Roger, DOI P-76, 84 is minus 00758. All balls plus 00098 at 101-36-1400. Plus 01223 minus all balls plus 01889er 102442700 burn time 46 and 30 seconds.
Roger, one error, Columbia on the TIG for DOI. Seconds was 1407, over.
Right, 1407.
Roger. Columbia, Houston, we'd like you to turn off your rotational direct rotational control power direct number 2 off, over.
It's off, thank you.
Columbia, Houston, on those P-76s, a friendly reminder from your FIDO, add half the burn time to the TIG, over.
This is Apollo Control. We're coming up on 15 minutes now until loss of signal with the lunar module. Flight Director Gene Kranz has just advised his flight controllers to review all of their data, take a good close look at the spacecraft, in preparation for a go-no-go decision on the descent orbit insertion.
Houston, you reading Eagle now on AS on me?
That's affirmative, Eagle reading you, bye-bye. Houston, we'll have LOS at 10128, AOS for you, 10215, over. It appeared to us when you're doing the P-52 maneuvering, the S-band high gain went into the stop. Verify that both S-band breakers are in. Over.
Roger, I think I caught it to 90 before it went there. The one on this side, then, and I'll check the other later.
Okay, thank you, Buzz. Houston, you're a go for DOI, over.
Roger, go for DOI. Do you have LOS and AOS on?
Roger for you, LOS 10128, AOS 10216, over.
Roger, copy.
And Buzz, S-band steerable update for you on the angles at AOS 219er and yaw 30, over.
All right, that's in the flight plan. Thank you.
You can target, over.
Roger, target.
Houston, your systems are looking good. Going over the hill, 5 to 7 minutes to LOS.
Okay, thank you.
Eagle, Houston, place the biomed to Commander, over.
Roger, you got him.
Houston, we've lost the high bit rate. Would you please select low bit rate, over.
You got it.
And Eagle, on my mark, we'll have 12 minutes till ignition, over.
Got it.
Eagle, Houston, stand by for my mark. 12 minutes to ignition.
We got me.
Columbia, Eagle, Houston, 3 minutes, LOS, both looking good, going over the hill.
Columbia, Roger.
Eagle, Roger.
This is Apollo Control. We've had loss of signal now. The spacecraft Eagle has been given a go for descent orbit insertion. That maneuver to occur in 7 minutes 40 seconds. Out of contact, out of radio contact. The DOI maneuver scheduled to come at 101 hours, 36 minutes, 14 seconds. It will be a 76.4 foot per second burn, a burn duration 29.8 seconds, and the resulting orbit for the LEM will be 57.2 by 8.5 nautical miles. When next we acquire the lunar module, it should be at an altitude of about 18 nautical miles on its way down to the low point of about 50,000 feet from where the powered descent to the lunar surface will begin. As the spacecraft went around the corner, all systems on both vehicles look very good. Everything is go here in mission control and aboard the spacecraft for the descent orbit insertion to occur in 6 minutes 38 seconds. This is Apollo Control, Houston, at 101 hours 29 minutes. This is Apollo Control at 101 hours 35 minutes. We're now less than 1 minute from the scheduled time for the descent orbit insertion maneuver to be performed by the lunar module on the backside of the moon, where, of course, we don't have radio contact with the spacecraft. In mission control here, where normally maneuvers of that sort would be monitored on plot boards in front, we have the board set up, but therefore the powered descent to occur about one-half rev from now over landing site one. Flight controllers standing around in little groups. Not much that we can do at this point until reacquiring the spacecraft. We're now 20 minutes, or 20 seconds rather, from ignition on the descent orbit insertion. That will be a 29.8 second burn of the 9,800 pound thrust descent propulsion system.
Three,
We should be burning at this time. The result of this maneuver will be to put the spacecraft into an orbit 57.2 by 8.5 nautical miles. It would remain in that orbit until powered descent. We should have cutoff by this time. That should have completed the descent orbit insertion maneuver. And we would expect to reacquire the command module first. Command module acquisition time is 102 hours, 14 minutes, 38 seconds. That will be just about 2 minutes prior to the time that we will reacquire the lunar module. LEM acquisition time is 102 hours, 16 minutes, 25 seconds. That is about 37 minutes, 20 seconds from now on the CSM, and about a little less than 2 minutes longer than that for the LEM. At 101 hours, 37 minutes, this is Apollo Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control at 101 hours, 54 minutes. We're now about 20 minutes, 45 seconds from reacquiring the command module on the 14th revolution. The time until the ignition for the powered descent is 38 minutes, 55 seconds. Here in Mission Control, people still standing and waiting. I believe back in the viewing room, we probably have one of the largest assemblages of space officials that we've ever seen in one place. Included among the viewers are Dr. Thomas Paine, NASA Administrator, Jim Elms, Director of the Electronics Research Center at Cambridge, Dr. Abe Silverstein, Director of NASA's Lewis Research Center, Rocco Patron, Director of Launch Operations at Kennedy Space Center is there. From Marshall Space Flight Center, we have Dr. Werner von Braun, the director, and his deputy, Dr. Eberhard Ries. Also a large number of astronauts, including Tom Stafford, Eugene Cernan, Jim McDivitt, and John Glenn. We also see Dr. Kurt Devis, director of the Kennedy Space Center, and Dr. Edgar Courtright, director of the Langley Research Center. Dr. Stark Draper, director of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology Instrumentation Laboratory, is also in the viewing room. Here in the control room proper, down on the floor, a number of astronauts, including Pete Conrad, Fred Hayes, Jim Lovell, and Bill Anders. And Donald K. Slayton, director of flight crew operations at the Manned Spacecraft Center. Sitting beside us in the back row of consoles here is Dr. Robert Gilruth, director of the Manned Spacecraft Center. Farther down along the lines, General Sam Phillips, director of the Apollo program. Also, Chris Kraft is here, director of flight operations at the Manned Spacecraft Center, and George Lowell, the Apollo spacecraft program manager. We also see in the back viewing room Secretary of the Air Force, Siemens, and many others whom I'm sure we can't see through the glass. We are now 18 minutes, 10 seconds until reacquisition of the spacecraft. Ignition for the powered descent to the lunar surface is 36 minutes, 30 seconds away. At 101 hours, 57 minutes, this is Apollo Control, Houston.